This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Five states, including Connecticut, have passed the trash bills that aim to keep teachers who commit abuse from cycling to other schools. Some of these laws prohibit school districts from entering into agreements with abusers that may suppress information about their sexual misconduct, or they might require disclosure unless the charges were proven false. Number of cigarettes sold in the U.S. fell by 37% from 2001 to 2016, but during the same period, companies raised prices, boosting revenue to $93.4 billion in 2016. An average pack in the U.S. cost an estimated $6.42 in 2016, up from $3.73 in 2001. Trump's approval rating is worse than that of 11 prior presidents at this stage of his first term. Center for Disease Control and Prevention says that Americans aged 45 to 64 accounted for about 44% of deaths from overdoses in 2013 and 2014. The proportion of adults 50 and older seeking treatment for opioid addiction has increased dramatically in recent decades. State trust lands trace their roots to 1803 when Ohio joined the Union and was given a grant of land to support public education. Today, there are approximately 45 million acres of such land, 85% of which lie west of the Rocky Mountains. Idaho has shed 41% of its land since statehood. Oregon has sold all but 780,000 of its original 3.4 million. Anti-bullying law passed in Japan in 2013 requires school reporting and led to an increase in reported incidents from a few thousand a year to 224,450 in 2015. Biometric identification system in India found 800,000 fictitious voters in Punjab, a state of 30 million. Authorities also suspect that as many as 30% of driver's licenses may be fake, many of them duplicates to evade bans. World Bank study of 23 poor African nations found that enrollments at public and private universities had quadrupled between 1991 and 2006, while public spending on them rose just 73%. New Orleans removed the first of four Confederate monuments. President Trump announced he's seeking to cut the corporate tax rate to 15% from its current 35%, which would blow up the deficit. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.